13 years ngafike eBotswana, and I think esikhathini leso impilo yakhona ichange kakhulu. Obviously ulimi lamasiko abantu achange to some extent, afana to some extent, but utshintsha from ma ubuya lapho umuntu omdala uzutshintsha uqalisa ukuzejayeza amasiko lelimi labanye abantu kulufunda kunzima. Njalo futhi ngathi nje khona kwakungalula, kathe sakulula kakhulu ukuthi uma ubuya uvela eZimbabwe in particular, abantu bekwamukele nje nesitsha ngoba kukhona engathi mina ngesitsho ngama-preconceptions about ukuthi abantu bezimbabwe kanjani. Into engani yenza impilo yakho ibe nzima lasola for the past 13 years.
Siyasizwa abanye besithi abantu beBotswana bangani bazi gqaja kakhulu ikakhulu ngolimi lwabo, nxa uzama ukuthi ukhulume kumbe la ngesilungu bona bayakuphendula ngesakibo. Wena ukuthola njani khona?
I think lami ngathi ngitafika ngazibana ngalokunjalo, but ngafundi khona ayisiphi ukuzigqaja isaphi ukuthi ufuna ukuzigqaja ke okhona ukuthi abantu balapha bayaziqhenya kakhulu nge-culture yabo, and they are very proud of their own culture. Not that bafuna ukuthi use it against you, but baqhenya kakhulu nge-culture yabo ngoba ngakhumbula ungasathola khona iBotswana abantu abathi ngabatswana ngabantu abadabuka bevele e-South Africa, abanye bakhona bayachithekela ngabo. So they are always trying to fight against the domination of the South Africa over iBotswana. iBotswana is culturally, they've been fighting to distinguish themselves as Botswana against in particular South Africa. And so they are truly part of that ukulwa kwabo ekhona khona kukhona be or ukuzama ukuzinceda kwabo khona khona ukuthi be-make sure ukuthi amasiko abo the culture abo i-survive. Even ngabona umuntu emzini ungena bazazama ukuthi by all means bengagcina sebekhumisidebele bethile esabo yabo. Just into engathi awuyi-defense mechanism.
Siyasizwe abanye besithi obaba bakhona amajaha labobaba bahlala bengabantu abanatha utshwala isikhathi esiningi, kuliqiniso into?
No, I don't think so. I think clinical. It's my conceptions of abantu. One thing I'll tell you, which is in terms of the similarities between amaNdebele laBotswana, which is ama misconceptions that are going on laBotswana. You don't allow us to talk about amaNdebele. All amaNdebele are lazy, batando mama, or mama vaninga, kula ba faithful. Abafundanga, bathanda ukulwa izidakwa. Those same two perceptions that people have in the state of amaNdebele akhona lapha futhi about amagidala. It's something that has not told up yet. But it's so curious how those stereotypes can cross borders.
Manje wena ngokubona kwakho ubona ungani ngabantu abamukelayo yini abantu bokuza abafana lani elabalivela kwamanye amazwe?
Yebo, to an extent, especially
njengoba wena ungumuntu osuhlale isikhathi sona leso eside kangakho ukhona ngapho, usulemuli yini khona ngapho njalo uthethe khona ngapho?
Ngilemuli lapha ngithethe khona pha ngathathe lapha ngabantwana ababili nonkosikazi womwala.
Uyabafundisa yini ulimi lwakho?
Yebo, phezu kwabo ulimi lwakithi. Everyday.
Okokugcina, ungasitshela nje ngamafitshane ukuthi ubona njani elakusasa lakho? Uzaba ngumuntu obuyelayo yini eZimbabwe, kumbe njengoba usulabantwana uzahle uzihlalele khonapho?
Ayi, that's a decision esihlala siyicabanga everyday nonkosikazi wami. Sihlala siyicabanga nonkosikazi wami everyday. Ngoba what would you rather say ukuthi khona singakhosi iy'ntanga zethu eZimbabwe, kodwa langapha singakhosa abantwana bebekwazi both sides of the family, both sides of the coin. If that means ukuthi mina ekhaya ngale masobo ngibe senelisi kuya khona ngiyekwakha khona kulungile, if that means ukuthi laba lo munye umuzi lapha eBotswana, that's still fine, but both sides of the family would be equally represented. Ayisho ukuthi ngathi sengikhosa asaphumungela ekhaya, or ngithi vele lami sengikhangele khona pha eBotswana, or sengikhangele ekhaya ukuthi malunga vele sengithiya ngapha. Hhayi, we are now people who are crossing borders. Yeah, we are now a purely Southern African family.